The committee on future programs, Scientology. Material will be made known to you tomorrow. They have been, I hope, very productive. I hope they'll be more productive this evening. But one of the things about Scientology is that its future programs are being lived through right now. One of the very interesting points is the amount of future that was mocked up in 1950 that actually materialized. Well, I haven't anything to talk to you about, as a matter of fact. That's why I'm filling in with platitudes. And you just think it's a gag right now that I don't have anything to talk to you about, but it's an absolute fact. I haven't got a thing. Told you all there is to know about havingness. Told you all there is to know about games. You're getting all there is to know about indoctrination. You know, when the people take this ACC that's starting on October the 15th, they will have had to have been through HCA indoctrination. I hope that they will have made that a fact by that time. Because in the ACC, we run an indoctrination course right along with the course. We have what's known as high school indoctrination. First thing you do in high school indoctrination is you take the auditor all apart, throw the parts around, leaving nothing to think with and make him reassemble them. First thing we do is ruin all of his early auditing ability. We ruin it. Finish it. Done. Isn't that a terrible thing? It's terrible. The only reason we do a thing like that, actually, is because in the old days, a fellow used to learn how to fly, and he'd fly with one wing just a little bit low. He learned how to fly that way. Felt natural on the seat of his pants. And he'd eventually get an airline job, and No, we want nothing but good auditors in that unit, but it's a fact that there is such a thing as high school indoctrination. There is also some other material that we might, by that time, have sufficiently well organized to part with. But I've actually given you, right now, all there is to know. There's hardly anything else I have to cover now. Actually, it's the truth. I mean, I have another thing to tell you. Let's see, who looks re-stimulated here? Who looks re-stimulated? I'm going to show you how to audit. Okay?
Yeah.
This is rough. I want to volunteer. You're not going to volunteer? Thank you, Carl. I thought you would. Carl, one of the reasons why I was going to give you a little session here was because I knew it wouldn't be restimulative to him.
Thank you.
Actually, only a military man can appreciate this particular process that I'm going to show you this evening. You want to really see a process now, huh? You want to see a process that is as modern as 1958, huh? All right, this is a mild version of rubber processes, but I'm going to show you a process known as SCS. Start, change, and stop, okay? Now what I'm going to do here is, in about 2 seconds, just ignore the audience entirely, and I'm simply going to give him a very serious little session on SCS, okay? I'm not going to audit him very long on it, since it would start to be restimulative after a little while, but we will just show you how this is done, okay? All right. Hi, Carl.
Hi.
Done. Carl, there's a little process here that is a drill.
Yes, sir.
It's a drill.
All right.
Thank you. And you don't mind us doing a little bit of auditing here, huh?
Not a bit, no.
Good, good. Well, I hate to ask you if you've got an auditing room.
Boy, I've got a big one. Lots of space.
All right. And you got an auditor?
I do.
I got a pre-clear?
You do.
Well, very, very good. This little practice here is supposed to work over body control. That is, to put the pre-clear into better control of his body. And it consists of a little drill, actually three little drills, that are very simple. But all it consists of is I am going to ask you to start the body, you see?
Right.
I ask you to start the body, and you just start. When I ask you to start the body, well, you start, okay?
Got it.
And then there we are. I'm not going to ask you, by the way, to stop it, slow it down or anything after you've started the body. Why, I will tell you very well.
Okay.
And then we'll practice that again. All right, is that a session?
Yes, it is.
All right, okay.
That's right.
How about you standing right there now? Okay, start the body. Good, good, that's fine, that's fine.
Okay.
Did you start the body?
I did.
You did?
Yes.
Well, that's very, very good, very good. Now, once more, I'm going to ask you to start the body. When I tell you start the body, you start the body, all right? Okay, now start the body. Good, good, that's very, very good, that's very good. Did you start the body?
I've got some doubts.
Okay, well, we're getting somewhere. All right, stand right there now. And when I ask you to start the body, why, you start the body, all right? Okay, start the body. All right, that's fine, that's fine. Did you start the body?
As far as that particular set of actions is concerned, I started the body, yes.
What's the reservation on? Anything in particular?
Start with connection of time of getting the body here and so forth.
I see.
As far as the time from your command on, I started the body into the actions that were visible and that were different from those that took place before.
All right, then you did start the body.
Yes.
All right, didn't in that degree you did.
Right, I'm...
All right, that's all right. That's fine. That's fine. Okay. That's fine. All right, now once more, when I ask you to start the body, why you start the body, okay?
Okay.
All right, start the body.
All right.
Okay, that's fine. Did you start the body?
I did.
You did. All right. Apparent to me that you did.
Fine.
All right.
Good. Life is a dream.
Okay, I didn't have a thing to it.
No.
All right. Now, once more. Once more. Once more, I'm going to ask you to start the body, and you start the body. Okay, start the body.
All right.
Good. Well, how was that?
Good.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Well, all right. You started the body.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That a little bit better than it was?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. All right. Now, once more, I'm going to ask you to start the body, and you start the body. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, start the body.
Okay.
Good. Did you start the body?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Well, that's fine. That'll do for a demonstration a little bit. Be all right with you if we just level it off at that point?
Yeah, that's
huh?
fine.
And you're doing all right?
Yeah.
Okay, now...
I'm waiting to start marching,
sorry. Yes.
Oh, it's there.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, just for the record, we just wanted you to get the body started so we'd sort of have a session started. But this next one, I would like to have you stop the body in a drill.
All right.
It's a little drill that runs like this. We get the body moving over in that direction, and when I say stop, why, you stop the body. Is that
okay?
Right? All right, that's the way it goes. All right, get the body moving in that direction. Stop. You get that, Miller Treatman? That's good.
Oh, two.
That's good. All right, once more, we're going to practice stopping the body. Is that okay? That's real good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
By the way, it'd be very amusing to you, perhaps to others, and I would just tell a preclear this at this point. I mean, this is not just a demonstration.
Okay. All right.
I was running a Grenadier Guard on stop the body. And he'd come along and he'd stop. Three paces.
Right. I know just how he felt, too.
All right. Now, let's get the body moving, and when I say stop, well, you say stop, all right?
All right.
Get the body moving. Stop. Good. Did you stop the body?
I did. First time in a long time.
All right. Now let's try that once more. I'm going to ask you to get the body moving over there. At some point, I will ask you to stop, and you stop. All right? Okay. Get the body moving. Stop.
I'm okay. Almost to the point where I don't have to.
All right. Now once more, I'm going to ask you to get the body moving in that direction.
Yeah.
All right. When I say stop, you stop. Okay, get the body moving. Stop. That's good. That's real good. That's very good. I saw you do that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, once more, we're going to ask you to get the body moving in that direction, and when I say stop, stop, okay? Very good. You feel all right?
Fine, yeah.
All right, good. Get the body moving. Stop. Very good indeed. You know,
maybe I'll even be able to run 8C now.
Well, I'll let you in on something. If you were to run this process on a person that was having a rough time and you didn't have 8C flat on them, this looks awful innocent what we're doing up here. But for your particular benefit, just your information, if there's any doubt in your mind about a case, don't run this on. This process has more beef per square inch than you shake stick at, even though it's very simple. I'm not asking you now to expect anything more from the process than what we're just doing. But I'm just telling you the reason I called you out of the front row is I knew you wouldn't splatter yourself all over the stage.
Thank you.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you to get the body moving over in that direction. When I say stop, you stop. Good? All right. Get the body moving.
Okay.
Stop. Very good. That's fine. Thank you. Now, did you stop the body?
I did.
Good. That's fine. All right. Now, once more, I'm going to ask you to get the body moving. And when I ask you to stop, you stop. Okay? All right. Get the body moving. Stop. Very good. Thank you. Did you stop the body?
I did.
Good. How you doing?
It feels flat, frankly.
Feel flat?
No, I mean, it feels like the process has come to the point where I'm stopping my body.
Well, very good. Now, you don't mind if we continue the process?
No.
This isn't an invalidation.
Not a bit, no.
They just haven't seen it much.
Never sneak up on a plate there, he said.
Okay, by the way, do you notice I am touching the preclear's elbow occasionally, steadying him down, and so on, you find that it does maintain ARC after the preclear stops flinching. Don't refrain from doing it these days because it isn't a particularly bad Google. All right, now once more I'm going to ask you to get the body moving. When I say stop, you stop. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, get the body moving. Stop! Very good, very good. Thank you. Thank you. Did you stop it?
Yes, I did.
You just knew you stopped it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Well, all right. You're feeling all right about this?
Mm-hmm. I am.
How are you doing?
Well.
Well, good. All right. Now, once more, let's get the body moving in that direction. And when I say stop, you stop it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got the command now. When I say stop, you stop it.
Right.
All right. Good. Let's get the body moving. Stop. All right.
Good.
Good. Let's turn it around.
Okay.
All right. Now, once more, I'm going to ask you to get the body moving. When I say stop, you stop it. Okay?
Do you desire that I stop in any particular time span following your command?
I desire you to stop when you know you're stopping the body.
Okay.
Got it? When you know you're stopping the body. There isn't any drill here where I expect this to get into a perfectly rigid wham, you see. It'll do that soon enough. Okay. All right, let's get the body moving. Stop. Did you stop your body?
I did.
You did. You did stop your body.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, are you going a little bit further to make sure that you stopped it?
I didn't, but I can.
No, I'm not asking you.
No, I stopped it.
You stopped it. All right. Now, once more. It's all right if you continue this process
yep.
a little bit.
Hmm?
Is there any, have you recalled any naval marching and so forth that we've been doing this?
Which life?
That's very
yes,
good.
Yes, I
very
have.
Good. Which life?
Yeah, I've had all sorts of
yeah. All right.
A lot of it in front of audiences like this.
No kidding.
I'm kind of afraid of those walls.
Good. All right, now once more, when I ask you to get the body moving, why you get it moving, and when I say stop, why you stop the body. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, get the body moving. Stop. Okay, all right, let's turn it around. Good, and once more, when I ask you to get the body moving, I guess you get the body moving, and when I say stop, you stop it. All right?
Right.
That okay with you? You're doing all right.
Yep.
All right. I don't expect anything to happen.
Well, I don't, but I'm not sure yet.
All right.
A lot already has happened.
All right. Let's get the body moving.
Okay.
Stop. Good. Good. Fine. All right. Turn it around. Now, once more, let's get the body moving. When I say stop, stop it. Okay? All right. Get the body moving. Stop! Good.
I like that one, too.
I stopped it.
But you did stop it. You know you stopped it.
Right.
All right, all right.
In fact, I'm rather enjoying that part, because before tonight I had to stop that one.
No kidding.
Oh, Lord. Touch a wall. One, two.
Is that right?
They know.
Yeah, all right. All right, once more, when I ask you to get the body moving, I want you to get it moving, and when I say stop, you stop it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right, get the body moving. Stop. Did you stop it?
Yes.
Good. Good. That's all right. All right, and you don't mind if we continue this process
no.
a little bit, do you?
No.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you once more to get the body moving, and when I say stop, why you stop the body. All right?
Right.
Go on, get the body moving. Stop. Good. All right. That's very, very good. That's very good. Fine. You stopped it, huh?
I stopped.
You know you stopped it
yes,
that time.
Sir.
You have good certainty. Are you still worrying about something that might happen?
No.
Did you stop worrying about it just now? You were worrying about here just a moment ago.
We were talking about it then.
We were talking about it then.
That was when you promised that nothing was going to happen. I've learned to doubt you.
All right. But I didn't particularly want to upset you by carrying you on too far in the process.
No, I don't feel that I have been.
No? Well, that's all right. Okay, well, let's turn the body around. And you feel this is pretty flat?
I don't feel it's as flat as I thought it was about 5 minutes ago.
So you think we really ought to continue it a little bit?
I think we can. We can't leave it.
We can't leave it.
Yeah, it's all right to leave it.
You don't think we ought to continue it a little bit?
Anytime I get you to process me, we should go on and on and on.
Okay, all right.
I'll leave it up to your purposes.
Well, all right. Now, just for the fun of it, this time, you be very doubly sure that you stopped it, okay? Anything you have to do to make sure that you stopped it is quite important.
All right,
and I'm going to ask you to get the body moving. When I say stop, you stop it, all right? Good, get the body moving. Stop. Okay, did you stop?
Yes.
All right, you did do that. Okay, what's the matter?
You're trying to sneak me out of my head, too.
No. I wouldn't do a thing like that.
First time.
Okay, and once more, when I ask you to get the body moving, well, you get it moving. When I say stop, you stop it.
Right.
Good. And this time, let's be real sure that you stopped it. That's good.
Okay.
All right, get the body moving. Stop. Very good. Very good. Very good. Did you stop it?
Yes.
Good. Well, fine. That's fine. And once more, when I ask you to get the body moving, you get it moving. When I say stop, you stop it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Get the body moving. Stop. Good. Did you stop it?
Yes.
Well, very, very good. Very good. Nothing wrong with that at all.
No. I'm enjoying it.
Good. That's fine. It's fine. Of course, you guys probably think we ought to be doing something else up here. Pretty clear still alive. But the actuality is, what? How are you doing right here?
Very well. I'm. You want me to tell them?
Yeah, tell them.
Well, I came up here with 12 or 15 years that I'm real certain about in this lifetime of military experience. 18, excuse me. And as I mentioned before, when I made a stop at my own command or somebody else's, it was more on the military side than I knew about. This is gone now, and I can now stop in a military fashion or not by choice. Also, a lot of stuff has come off that's just bridges, so to speak.
Good. Good. That's very good. Now, you haven't got a somatic or anything like that?
No.
No, all right. All right. Good. Well, you want to do this a few more times?
Sure.
Well, all right. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you to get the body moving, and when I say stop, you stop it. Okay?
All right.
All right. Get the body moving. Stop. Good. Good. Did you stop it?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Very good. Very good. Now, once more, we'll do it again, okay? All right. When I ask you to get the body moving, you get it moving, and then when I say stop, you stop it. Okay?
Right.
All right. Get the body moving. Stop. Good. How's that? Did you stop it?
Yes, I did.
You know you stopped it.
I know I stopped it.
You know you stopped it very absolutely. How do you feel about it?
Good.
Please. You don't feel upset about anything, huh? You did a moment ago. About four commands ago there, didn't you, a little bit? What'd you feel upset about?
I don't know, I was queasy.
Isn't that interesting? All right. Well, that isn't really a thorough run on this, but there is another one that I would like you to do. You want to do this just a couple of more times and then switch to the other one?
It's all right to leave this now, or we can do it a couple more times.
Well, is it all right to leave it now?
Yeah.
Really is?
Oh, yeah.
All right, and you're doing all right?
Yes.
All right. Well, then I'd like to run another process that has to do with the same thing. This process I'm running on you is actually the elementary SCS. There's another one called STOP-CS, which is quite distinctly different. It's not run any differently, but it is run with a bit more violence.
Okay.
We're not doing that.
Okay.
All right.
Saving.
Yeah, no, I'm not anything's in saving one point.
All right.
This time, is change.
All right.
Change. We're going to have three spots here, okay? And one spot we will call spot A. So it'll be right in about here, area.
Okay.
And we're going to have another area over here that we're going to call spot B, okay? And we're going to have another one over here that we're going to call spot C. And we're going to have another one over here that we call spot D. And it's run this way. I'm going to ask you to change the body's position on command, and it will be from that spot to that spot, you see? And then we'll do it again and change it over to that spot. And we do it again and change it over to that spot and so forth, to the spot which is called. We won't necessarily do it in the diamond pattern, you see?
A, B, C, D, right?
It's A, B, C, D. Got it? All right, let's take on position A here. Now, I'll show you exactly how this is done, is I will ask you to change the body, and actually, I will say, when I say change the body, I want you to change the body's position from A to B.
Okay.
That would be it. And when I'd say that, then you would move from here over to here. And I don't think that I'm considering you a dumb prettier by explaining this.
No.
That's what we know is changing the body's position from there to there.
Right.
All right, well, let's take spot A again, and let's really run it this time. And I'm going to ask you to change the body. And when I do that, I want you to change the body's position from A to B, okay?
Right.
All right, you got that?
Yeah.
Real flat. All right. Change the body's position. Good, good, good. You did that very well. All right. Now, there's spot C over there. Now, when I ask you to change the body, I want you to change the body's position from B to C, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's very clear. All right. Change the body. That's good, that's good. Did you do that?
Yes.
All right. Now, you understand the command, I want you to change.
Yes.
See?
It's coming through to me.
Well, yeah. I'm saying that. I'm not saying that in criticism of what you're doing. I merely want to punch up the fact that I am asking you to change the body's position. I'm not asking for the body's position to change, not because I would necessarily not or be able to change the body's position myself, but unless we picked up some awareness with this, at the same time, I'm afraid we could run this all night and you wouldn't have the slightest.
Nice.
See, power of choice has got to come in here.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Now, when I ask you to change the body this time, I want you to change the body's position from C to D, okay?
Okay.
All right. Change the body. Good, good, good.
I did it.
That's very good. You did it.
Yeah.
You did it. You know you did it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, once more. When I ask you to change the body, I want you to change the body's position from D to A. Okay? All right. Change the body. Okay. Did you do that?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Feels different when I do it.
All right. Now, once more, I'm going to ask you to, when I say change the body, well, I want you to change the body's position from A to C, okay? All right, change the body. Did you?
I did.
Good, all right. That's very good. You doing all right?
Yep.
I mean, this brings on no dizziness or anything of any kind.
Not a bit.
Because I will guarantee to you folks that this is not the most therapeutic of these three commands.
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
All right, okay.
And I'll tell you if it does.
Very good, very good, very good. All right. Now, once more, I want you to go through this, okay? As a matter of fact, we'll go through it just two more commands.
All right.
All right? And then we've got one to return to. We're doing before. All right. Now, when I ask you to change the body's change the body. I want you to change the body's position from C to D, okay? All right, change the body. Is that upset you?
No, not at all.
All right, change the body. Got it? All right.
I didn't do that one.
You didn't do that
one? I just sort of went along with it.
Well, you want to do this a couple more times?
All right. Be a good
idea. All right. Now, this time, I'm going to ask you to change the body, and I want you to change the body's position from A to C, all right?
Right.
Good. All right. Change the body. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? All right. Now, this time, I'm going to ask you to change the body, and I want you to change the body from C to A, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Change the body. Good. How's that?
Fine. Feel good.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I did it.
You did it. You did that real
yes,
good.
Yes, I did.
Well, all right. Now, you suppose we can consider that flat?
Sure.
Huh? We can knock off that particular process. Is all right with you if I make a few remarks to the audience concerning the process?
Sure.
Okay. Now, that in essence is simple SCS. It's very simple. You would run it at the beginning of a session to get the pre-clearing session. Now, the funny part of it is, if I ask Carl right now whether or not the auditing room was more real to him, I can tell you pretty sure what he'd answer.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Very definitely.
It's real, real. I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. And is your auditor a little more?
Yeah.
Squared around? How about you? You're here?
I feel quite a sense of elation.
Good.
From knowing that I can run the body once in a while.
All right, all right, all right. In other words, in addition to starting a session, which is the basic use of start, change, and stop, which is run in almost any order except stop first. You wouldn't run SCS with stop first. That makes it a different process entirely. We then have been able to start a session. Do you see this? We have a pre-clear in good shape then, and we could run him very easily on processes which he ordinarily might not get much gain on, you see? And we could just run that to start a session with, to get a session started. Now, you understand that it's awfully good as a sort of an 8C, but it's an introverted process. It is not an extrovert process at all. 8C is an extrovert process. Walk over the wall and touch it, you know? That's a wall. That isn't what he's doing at all. He's walking a body around here. He's actually right up against the bank when he's doing this. See that? He had marching and all kinds of things mixed up in that. Well, there are other processes to run. You could have him run processes of a very modern nature. Yeah, after this, but the pre-clear would be sufficiently in session so that if anything happened untoward, the auditor would have no great difficulty snapping him back into session again. You follow that? He wouldn't have a lot of difficulty snapping him back into session again because the pre-clear already knows he is running the body. He isn't under some kind of a quasi-belief that the auditor is stuck in his head too. You see this? It's kind of the way it feels. All right. Now that would be the process I would recommend to you to start your sessions with. Got that very clearly. I would recommend that process to you on any pre-clear to start the sessions with. And I'll show you a couple of minor points here. Is that all right? And these are simply this. We walk with the pre-clear. You see this? We walk along with the pre-clear. We don't let him get too far ahead of us. You see that? In other words, don't get that terminal too far apart. See? Another thing, we touch the pre-clear every now and then because we have to keep the pre-clear slightly extroverted. We make him aware of the auditor by tactile. Now, a lot of pre-clears, go ahead and flinch. That's too good a flinch. That's much too good a flinch. Now, let me show you something. Did you notice that even though he went away from me, I still have hold of his elbow? Now, jerk the elbow away and say that you don't like people touching you.
I don't like people touching me.
Oh, well.
You don't get far.
Well, I know, but that's the, one of the things that happens with this process. You really get over that sort of thing, you know? Smooth, huh?
Smooth.
Butter.
But I tell you something.
If your preclear continues to have a tactile difficulty with you as the auditor, he hasn't got an auditor. Follow me?
If a preclear is always afraid that the auditor is going to touch him in some little fashion, what do you think he thinks about his bank and the auditor touching it? He's going, as far as his mind is concerned, flinch, flinch. You see? And he finds out that he doesn't get bitten, but he also finds out that he doesn't get loose. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
The way you handle that is, although you touch him on the elbow, you will find that there is a bending joint on the elbow right there. And even though he can jerk a little bit out of it, so you don't want to crush him, you're right there again, because he can't jerk his arm very fast that way. He has a tendency to have to turn his body in order to get free from you. Do you see?
So this is just a little interesting point. Another thing is why do you walk with a preclear? To give the auditor exercise, of course. No, there is an actual fact.
There's an actual fact connected with it. I'll show you something. Walk there. That's not walk there. Good, walk there. You don't like that, do you?
No. It's been a change.
Been a change, hasn't it?
Yes.
Look at that. Why? There's no mimicry, you see? No mimicry at all. And so there really is no good communication between the auditor and the preclear. Did I ruin you completely by doing that?
No.
Actually, if you did that to somebody who was real flighty, they would get real flighty. All right, now listen.
Yes.
I want to show them
sir
another process.
Said it too.
Huh?
I said, sir.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So, all right, carry on. All right. This, I am going to show them, is stop CS. You don't run C until stop is flat. If you, this won't happen to you, but if you had to scrape your preclear off the ceiling or something as a result of doing this, remember, Ron said, take indoctrination before you run stop CS, okay? I think some of the HGC auditors over there will tell you something about this, since I think they've had two or three blow-ups here that they have handled very adequately. You understand, when the preclear blows up in this, he would blow up anywhere sometime, but he blows up, he gets it over with, and he practically blows clear because he comes out of the central engram he's held in. Well, we're not trying to do that to you. But,
I know you're encouraging me or discouraging.
No, I'm not trying to encourage you to do anything. I'm just telling these characters that I'm being a good guy. I'm showing them a very recent process. And I'm also hanging a little tag on it that says, danger, volts.
Body.
Call the undertaker. No, I don't think it'll kill anybody if you're a good auditor. All right. This is stop CS. All right. And when I ask you to get the body moving. I want you to get the body moving over there. And when I ask you to stop the body, you stop it as still as you can, as quick as you can, and hold it absolutely still. Got it?
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Yeah. As quick as I can, as still as I can, and hold it absolutely still.
That's right. That's right.
And I do it.
You do it.
All right.
You do it. All right. Now, you got it. All right. Now, all I'm going to tell you is just stop. All right. Get the body moving. Stop. That's right. That's right. Did you do it?
Yes.
Did you manage it?
Yes.
Was the heart still beating?
I didn't go into those minor details.
We'll get into that in a minute. All right. All right. It's okay. It's okay. You did well. You did well. All right. Now, I want you to get the body moving, and when I say stop, you stop it as quick as you can, you doing it, and hold it absolutely still. Okay, you got that? All right. Get the body moving. Stop. Okay, how was that?
I don't know what happened to the heart that time.
You don't, huh? Were you satisfied, though, the body was still?
Yeah. I have a reservation here.
What?
If you stop me off balance, I'm not going to freeze and fall. In other words, if you said stop and I was like so, oh, Jesus.
Well, these are your own considerations. I mean, I'm not, I'm just saying it. That's just, no responsibility, no responsibility. Okay, all right. Now, once more,
really?
Let's go through that same one. All right. Get the body moving. Stop. Good. Well, how do you think you did that time?
Pretty well.
Pretty well.
I'm not ready to hang it there off balance yet.
Oh, do you understand there might be a possibility that you could?
Yeah, definitely.
You all of a sudden recognize
that? That was last time. This was that light I was turning on.
Oh, I see. Hey, recognize us that you might stop a body that way without falling on its face. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right. Once more, I'm going to ask you to get the body moving. You get it moving. When I say stop, you stop as quick as you can and hold it absolutely still, okay? Good. Good. All right. Get the body moving. Stop. Okay, how's that?
Kind of shaking.
Oh, it was shaking.
No, it's quivering. Slightly.
Quivering. All right.
Apparently there's a lot of effort tied.
That's an interesting thing. I don't care how much effort there is. You don't either. I mean, so what? What do you think about it? There's your critical level on how still is has suddenly risen. Is that right? Is that what's happening?
Something in. 10 minutes ago, I would have said that I'd stopped 4 times and my body was getting tired of holding itself. But now I doubt it.
Yeah, all right, all right, all right. Once more, let's get the body moving. When I say stop, while you stop the body as quick as you can, and know that you stopped, of course, and hold it absolutely still, okay? All right, get it moving. Stop. Good. A little better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eyeball stopped twitching too.
All right. Let's try it again.
All right.
Let's try it again. Okay, that's real good. Now, once more, when I ask you to get the body moving, when I say stop, why you stop it as quick as you can and hold it absolutely still. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the matter?
Think of Elizabeth.
Yeah?
New Jersey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about it?
Oh, some conversations were going through my mind, frankly. I'm back now.
What was the matter? What about them?
Oh, it was a whole string of stuff came off there on Dianetics.
What was it? What did it connect with?
Parascientology these days, paradianetics in those days.
Yeah.
Two pencils, a train went by, a conversation we had at breakfast the other day, or lunch the other day.
Good. Swish, swish.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Okay. You all set now? All right. Let's get the body moving. Stop. Okay. How are you making?
Good.
Was that better?
Yes, it was.
All right. All right. Good, good, good. All right, once more, I'm going to ask you to get the body moving, and when I say stop, you stop it as quick as you can, knowing you stopped it, and hold it absolutely still, okay?
Okay.
Now, we can actually consider that a sort of a condensed command, can't we? When you stop it as quick as you can, you also stop it as still as you can.
Right,
got the idea. All right, get it moving. Stop. Okay, all right. All right. Did you do it?
Yes.
You did it. That's a boy. That's a boy. You got a quiver on it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Coming up.
Yeah?
A little stronger.
The quiver is stronger.
Right knee,
the quiver is stronger.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Now, look, if you think I'm trying to get you to blow or do something like that just for the audience benefit,
no,
I'm not.
I'm
not.
I know.
But I will tell you confidentially that freakers sometimes sit on a rest point surrounded by a lot of motion, and they sometimes come off of them. I don't know what happens when they come off of them, but you're...
I'm in good hands.
You're in good hands.
All right.
All right. All right, once more, I'm going to ask you to get the body moving, and when I say stop, you stop it, okay? All right. Does the naval valence have anything to do with this?
No, not much Navy.
Not much Navy. What is here?
While you were talking then, I have quite a pain coming up through here.
Is that right?
Not to mention any old spear wounds. I like it.
All right.
Details.
All right. Now, once more, let's go through the same one. All right. Get the body moving. When I say stop, you stop it as quick as you can and hold it absolutely still. Actually, I might even amend the auditing command there if it'd make better sense to you. Make good sense to you?
Yeah, it seems to be perfectly.
All right, good. We'll get the body moving.
Okay.
Stop. All right, how was that?
Okay.
Did you make it better?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Also getting more used to the command.
Mm-hmm.
Up till now, I've been stopping and holding it, waiting for a command to let go. I wasn't recognizing your okays and that sort of thing.
Oh, an acknowledgement suddenly hit. Good.
Fine.
Good.
Fine. Wonderful.
All right.
That's what you mean, huh?
Yeah, that's what I mean. All right. Now, again, let's get the body moving. And when I say stop, well, you stop it as quickly as you can and hold it absolutely still. Okay? All right. Good. Just make sure you're doing it. Understood? You understand that if you have to make it move a little further to make sure you're doing it, that's all right with
yeah.
me.
Okay.
All right. Get the body moving. Stop.
Okay. How was that?
Good.
That's better.
Better. How's the quiver?
Yep. Other knee.
No, that's the other knee.
It isn't a quiver. It was just a shock and back.
Yeah.
Bounce.
All right. Okay, you understand what we're doing up here?
Yeah.
You know what we're doing?
Yeah.
You really know what we're doing?
Aren't they lucky?
No.
What do you think the common denominator of every accident that a guy's ever been in is?
Stop.
He depends on the physical universe to stop him all the time, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So he loses control of stop, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Because stop's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yet stop is part of start, change, and stop, which is the three factors of control, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you expect a guy to control anything if he can't stop things? All right, let's get to work. Okay. Now, once more. Did that bother you? All right. Let's get the body moving, and when I say stop, you stop it as quickly as you can and hold it that way, okay? All right. Matter, you got a tummy diaphragm?
No.
Didn't you? You're not?
Through.
It's still through there? You still got the same somatic?
Right.
Hey, look, are you slacking off in the amount of effort you're using on that stuff?
No.
You're not? You're not at all, huh? All right. If it takes effort, you know, it takes effort.
Okay?
All right, get the body for me. Stop!
Okay.
Did you do it?
Yes.
You did it. Still got a somatic?
Barely.
I mean, something's happened to the somatic. Ah, oh, this is bad. We'll have to invent some somatics.
Maybe I have.
Yeah, all right. Once more, let's get the body moving. When I say stop, you stop it. And having done so, why, make sure that the stop is sufficient so the body is absolutely still. You know, that's what I mean.
After I make the stop, I check to make sure it's still.
That's right. That's right. Would you do that? I'm changing the audit,
yeah,
man, just a little bit, but I'm just trying to communicate a better understanding.
Okay.
All right. Let's get the body moving. Stop. Okay, how's that?
I didn't check after.
You didn't check?
Uh-huh.
That's all right. All right. Let's try it again.
Okay.
Let's try it again. Let's do the same thing, only let's make sure we check.
All right.
All right. Get the body moving.
Okay.
Stop. All right, you did it.
Yeah.
You did it. Body seems stiffer than it was.
Yes, it did. Actually, it's very difficult for me, at least, to check, use a mental process immediately after making a hard stop.
All right. Well, let's just do this a couple of more times. How's right. That somatic?
Faint, but there.
Faint, but there. Well, now listen.
It's standing still. It gives them to
you really object to stopping the session after a couple more times.
No, I don't.
Standing still gives it to you.
Yeah, I'm suspicious of what we've been stopping.
Oh?
No, it's lack of effort, I think.
Lack of effort.
Uh-huh.
You have a curiosity about what's wrong?
No, I have a curiosity about what it is, but not the detail of an incident.
Well, all right. I'm going to ask you to get the body moving, and when I say stop, you stop it as quickly as you can, and hold it absolutely still.
Let me check this.
Yes, and I sure want you to check so you're satisfied. All right, let's get the body moving. Stop! All right. What's your gun?
After you stop it, you don't need effort anymore.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Interesting, yes. All right. Well, how's the somatic?
A little heavier than it was last time.
Oh, heavier. That's all right. We can take care of that.
All right.
Now, once more, let's better run into about 3-4 more times, huh?
All right.
All right, now once more, let's get the body moving. When I say stop, well, you stop it as quickly as you can and hold it absolutely still. Find out if you can.
Okay.
All right, let's get the body moving. Stop! How'd that seem to you?
I did.
You did. You did, all right.
And actually, there's period of seconds after I stop, the somatic is completely gone.
And now it's back again.
At a lesser rate, however.
All right. Let's do that again. I'll ask you to get the body moving when I say stop. Do you know why I'm repeating this audit command to him every time? Do you know why? Because it's a new instant of time. We're not running a session dependent upon the first command I gave him.
We couldn't run this with one command.
That's right. It'd go booey. All right. Now let's get the body moving. When I say stop, you stop. And then hold it absolutely still. All right? Good. Let's get the body moving. Stop. Okay. All right. You did. You doing better?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I still got a somatic, I suppose.
No.
This has gone down. Gone down appreciably. All right, let's do it a couple more times. I think we got 3 more coming on.
Okay.
We just made. All right. Now, when I ask you to get the body moving, once you get it moving, when I ask you to stop, why you stop and hold it absolutely still. Stop it as quickly as possible and hold it absolutely still. Okay? All right. Now, let's get the body moving. Stop. All right. How's that? Pretty good? Pretty good? All right. Now, once more, I'm going to ask you to get the body moving. And when you get the body moving, I will say stop somewhere along the line. And when I say stop, I want you to stop the body as quickly as possible and hold it absolutely still. And then sort of check it to make sure you did it, okay? All right. Good. Now let's get the body moving. Stop! Mm-hmm. All right. How was that?
Okay.
How's the self-critical factor here? You're doing better?
Yeah, I think so.
No quiver?
Oh, quiver's been gone for 4 or 5 times.
Just been gone. How's the somatic?
Very faint.
Too faint, huh?
I don't think a few more of
them. Oh, you think it's stuck now? Well, let's see. We did one, two. We got one more. One more. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you to get the body moving. And when you get the body moving, I'm going to ask you to stop. When I say stop, I want you to stop the body as quickly as you can and then hold it absolutely still and check it to find out if you did it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Get the body moving. Stop. You did it. All right. I did.
Good.
Doing all right. Doing all right.
Good,
yeah. Okay. Still got smack?
Faint
smack. All right, you're not having too rough a time of it. Oh, no, we're not worried about the people.
All right.
Pretty clear. You're doing all right, though.
Yes.
You still got a little somatic?
Yes.
You got any tummy quiver?
No.
Just a somatic goes with us. Mm-hmm. Well, can we consider this? It isn't, and it wouldn't be for another 10 to 15 hours of processing. But you can consider this momentarily flat.
Yes.
Momentarily flat, and you don't think there'd be any vast disturbance if we knocked it all, huh? You doing all right?
Yeah.
You mind if we run another little process, which is a cute little gimmick process that goes about 5 minutes, huh?
Sure.
Would you like to do that?
Love to.
All right. Now, hand me his chair. Okay. I want you to sit down there, would you please?
Sure.
Okay. Now I want you to do this is kind of a funny looking process.
They're going to laugh like hell.
But I want you to do this process anyway. You see, we got a little somatic, and I want to clean it up fast.
Okay.
And we're going to run a little process that's known as curiosity.
Okay.
And the only reason we're running curiosity at all. Don't you people do this, by the way. Just to break there. You understand? The only reason we're going to do this is just maybe knock out the somatic slightly. Or make it so horrible you won't be able to sleep all night. No telling.
Okay.
All right. Now I want you to actually, what happens is I'm going to wiggle my hand, and I'm going to ask you to become curious about what I'm doing. Got it? I'm going to ask you to become curious about what I'm doing. That's all there is to it.
All right.
You just manage your curiosity about what I'm doing. Is that okay?
Good.
All right. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you really become curious about it?
Yeah.
All right. How's that?
Good.
Good. All right. Now I'm going to ask you to become curious about this motion. And you do so, okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
You did that?
You know, this is not flattering to the auditor. This is not flattering to you.
Why?
My curiosity. Why would any so-and-so do a thing like that?
Pretty good.
It's good for somatics, too.
That's very good, huh?
It's good for somatics, too.
What happened to somatic?
Gone.
No kidding. Uh-huh. Well, all right. Why should we worry about this?
I'm through if you are.
You all right, then? Okay, well, do you consider you had any benefit from this session?
Yes, I do, very much so.
You do? Do you think they had any benefit from it? Well, that's it. That's Stop CS you just saw. Now, some of you are new to Scientology. Might think that there was very little significance in this, or that it smacked of drill parades, or it smacked of something. But by golly, there's one thing it doesn't smack of: mental healing. Primarily because it's very effective. This little gadget. If you want to turn off somebody's little somatics or stomach quiver or something like that, well, just tell him, become curious about it and flap your hands at him and it'll go.